the steps we have taken to slow the spread of COVID-19 are indeed working. So as we move forward, we need to get things back to the, we need to get back to the things that we have been putting on hold. Now is the time to schedule your kids' back-to-school physicals if you haven't already. We need to make sure that the kids get checked out by their providers and get their life-saving immunizations.
Big story in Illinois today is that the schools are opening in the fall. That's according to the governor. That's what's going to happen. Now, what say the teachers on this? Dan Montgomery, Illinois Federation of Teachers president, is joining us right now. And Dan, I would ask you, what is your position on what we're going to see here?
Well, first, let me ask you, do you think, I was just listening to your interview with Jason, do you think people are more excited about baseball coming back or school?
I think baseball, but that's a separate issue.
All right. Well, look, you know, as I'm speaking as a high school English teacher and as a father who's got a son in high school and one in college now, but, you know, it's tough. It's really hard. We all want to be back. We all want to be back to normal as much as possible with our students in our classrooms. That's the way learning really happens. And one thing that this, you know, the last months have shown us is how deeply, socializing and the face-to-face, the human contact, how deeply that matters to learning. And we got a big problem. You know, the guidance we're getting, and you're going to see, I'm pretty certain we're going to see 852 versions, that's how many school districts in Illinois, around the state of school and learning. And I don't see how it can't be mostly at least blended or partly online, given the things we're going to have to work with.
Let me ask you this, because when we were talking earlier, right after the governor's press conference, and you just heard there from Ngozi Ezike, the Department of Public Health, the reaction we got was more from teachers than it was from parents. Like, whoa. If I'm going, I need full PPE every day. I need to, these kids are snotting everywhere. You know what goes on.
Yeah.
So what can you guys do at the Illinois Federation of Teachers? What are you going to do to make sure that your folks are protected?
Yeah. That's the million-dollar question. So, we would have liked some stronger guidance from ISBE. I mean, their document is, like, very aspirational. As I said, if we had $1 billion in 3 years, I think every school district could do it. But, you know, they say, for instance, every kid should be tested with symptoms and temperature checks every day. But they don't say how, and they don't say who's going to have the resources to do that. And they don't say what happens if, you know, they don't check out, right? They have symptoms. Well, someone's going to have to say, well, you can't come into school today. But think of all the big high schools we have around. There's 2,500 kids or more in a high school. I mean, that's a gargantuan task. So we're going to have to fight at every local level, at every school district level, to try to make sure that the administration's working with the unions, working with teachers and staff. And by the way, we had higher ed guidance today, too, from the Board of Higher Ed and the Community College Board. And it isn't a lot different there. We'd like to see some better practices. And so we're trying to work at every institution to say, like, look, what is your plan if kids and students don't have masks? We're still trying to figure out if they have been able to purchase masks, purchase enough soap and sanitizer
The state says that they're going to provide them. That was the sense that I got from that.
Yeah. well, you know, in our own, you know, in the IFT, for our own staff, we've been working on months for purchasing these things, right?
So they're not easy, right? It's not easy to find.
Right, and it's expensive, and you got 850 districts bidding against each other. So there are a few consortiums in the state for buying, but, you know, if you ask me, I'd say have the National Guard bring masks and soap and sanitizer to every school building in Illinois. I don't think that'll happen, but, you know, that's the realm we're in, is that schools are kind of flying by the seat of their pants and trying to figure out, you know, how do we do this?
Yeah, and it is important to point out, too, that not every mask is created equal. You have masks that are, you know, single-use masks, and you see a lot of those out every day, and people use them over and over again. I'm guilty of that. Then you've got the masks that are washable at night, but that only lasts for, I think, 30 consecutive uses or whatever it is. So this idea of, and you know how, I mean, listen, you're the Illinois Federation of Teachers president, Dan. You know, kids sometimes, you know, there's kids are all created differently, and some kids show up dressed for school or just dressed, and then other kids, you know, are barely wearing clothes.
Think about the early years when you've got, you know, kindergartners, first graders, second graders, and trying to keep a mask on all day. Every time they sneeze or cough or blow their nose, you know, they're supposed to wash their hands. Who's going to take them to the bathroom? Is the bathroom socially distanced? All these sorts of things are kind of in these documents, like it should all happen. But if you really, and anyone who's, you know, had kids gone through schools or you remember what school was like, you sit down and you begin to kind of walk through your day, the kids in the passing period, lunchrooms, playgrounds. It's a massive undertaking. So we're all going to have to be, and you know, school districts should be talking to parents and teachers right now about the fall, if they're going to open in August or September. And they should be having students and parents in discussions with their teachers' unions as well to try to come up with things that people will feel good about and can work. But I think people need to be prepared that school is not going to look like normal, quote-unquote, in the fall.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. All right, Dan, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Dan Montgomery.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Illinois Federation of Teachers president. We'll talk to you again before the school year starts. I am sure of that. We've got news coming your way from the Northwestern Medicine newsroom in two.